Hello, salutations, greets, and what's up? Bob Holman here, traveling across the nation with a 12-week, 13,400-mile road trip with a 15-person crew, a big yellow truck of gear, a 10-passenger van, and the Dolly Parton tour bus looking to find and film the United States of Poetry. This is the Art of Spoken Word.
Listen to the skies, listen to the sound, something on the land, something going down.
It ain't a poem.
You've just listened to the classic opening to the United States of Poetry, the first words by John Trudell, founder of the American Indian Movement, and closing words, if it ain't a pleasure, it ain't a poem. That was William Carlos Williams.
They are fragile as a bird, strong as the rose, deep as a word, and let them make their own growing time, big with tenderness, the fire of love.
Taking a dusty dirt road outside Tiny, population 1,044, Horatio, Arkansas, we park the vehicles over the hill and walk up to a tiny cabin, just as the wonderful Arkansas poet C.D. Wright had described it. We were here to film Bess Miller Brigham. Born Bess Miller Moore, renamed herself Bess Miller because, well, that's the way people say it. A forgotten poet from Mississippi, Mexico, Nicaragua, and tiny rural Horatio, Arkansas, a woman of that certain generation, born 1913, rediscovered several times during her life. The cabin Bess Miller and her husband Roy live in has two rooms, one room to live and sleep in, the other for their 30-plus cats. Roy had handcrafted a cabinet to guard her manuscripts, which he bound in leather himself and keeps under lock and key. Reading Tell Our Daughters in a flannel nightgown in a rocking chair, Roy by her side, Bess Miller Brigham speaks to a world of women via language that is specific, deeply coded, and true, told by a woman whose own world begins and ends on a dirt road. It's as if she foresaw the chaos of the world of today, Me Too movement, global warming, AI, and wanted there to be a way to acknowledge the connection, the lineage, to the inherent feminism women like she lived in the past. The poem doesn't so much break all of poetry's rules as simply make up its own. Listen to how Bess Miller's language points to strength and tenderness, how she makes natural use of words that are generally forbidden cliches in poetry. Beautiful, pretty, loveliness, feather down. She reclaims their essence, making them her own, filled fresh and rock hard. By doing so, it is as if the meaning of the poem literally touches you. In the way you touch a baby, the poem's meaning opens petal deep in the imagination. Tell our daughters, she says, to all women, they are fragile as a bird, strong as a rose, deep as a word, and let them make their own growing time. So lean back in your rocking chair as Bess Miller Brigham asks us to tell our daughters, and then go tell your daughters.
Thank you.
tell our daughters, each is beautiful. A woman's life makes it, that awareness through her touch. Descendants of strict age, set against vanity, not secure in loveliness. A girl is born like a little bird opening its wings. She lifts her face in a down of feathers. A rose opens its leaves with such a natural care that we give words for, petal deep in the imagination. A word becomes a bitter thing, or a word is an imagination. Tell our daughters they are fragile as a bird, strong as the rose, deep as a word, and let them make their own growing time, big with tenderness, the fire of love. So that was it. I'm sure it was written to Heloise.
I'm sure.
I just had one, baby.
This poem appears on the PBS series United States of Poetry, directed by Mark Pellington, produced by Josh Blum and Washington Square Films, which is now streaming on Amazon Prime. The poem's also available on a soundtrack album released by Mouth Almighty Mercury Records and in the printed anthology The United States of Poetry, published by Abrams, a beautifully illustrated volume. This podcast is recorded in the Bowery Poetry Studio with Ram Devanini, producer and engineer, with support from the National Endowment for the Arts. Bez Miller Brigham died in 2000. Her one baby, Heloise, grew up and had five children.